Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Fit Body Happy Joints. My name is Shannon. Today, we are talking about how to exercise starting in your 30s to set yourself up for a successful aging process. Your 30s are truly a pivotal time that can either set you up for a smooth aging process or set you up for a harder one. Starting an anti-aging workout in your 30s is not just about aesthetics. This is not a vanity thing, although you will have positive benefits there as well. The habits and routines you put into place now will have a large impact on how your body functions in future decades, especially because of the effects of aging that start to settle in around the age of 30. So if you're in your 30s, you may start to notice changes in your skin or your energy levels, or maybe you find you don't recover as well, or maybe your hangovers are a lot worse than they were in your 20s. These are all signs of aging that start to settle in around the age of 30. Now, when it comes to how your body changes, every decade after the age of 30, you lose between 3 and 5% of your lean muscle mass. And this loss accelerates around menopause. This means that unless you are training and eating properly, your body composition is changing with each year that passes. These body composition changes are always reversible and can be improved no matter how old you are, but trying to add as much lean mass as possible in your 30s will make your life significantly easier as you age. Many women are concerned about building lean muscle and tend to rely on these toning workouts or cardio workouts that really aren't stimulating muscle to a very high degree. These workouts typically stimulate type 1 muscle fibers, which are the smaller muscle fibers, your endurance fibers, and they're generally less powerful. As we age, we tend to keep a good composition of these muscle fibers, so these are less important to stimulate and grow in our 30s and beyond. These type of workouts that are more toning cardio tend to be marketed to women because women tend to want to be smaller or toned. And listen, I am all about movement. Some movement is better than none, but these workouts do tend to be short-sighted as they don't address the very real problem that we are losing our type 2 muscle fibers with each year that passes. Because if you aren't intentionally stimulating your type 2 muscle fibers using training close to failure, you are losing them. In fact, not stimulating these higher threshold muscle fibers causes a dormancy of important cells called satellite cells. So what are satellite cells? I've talked about this in an episode before, but satellite cells are a type of stem cell located outside of a muscle fiber that play a crucial role in muscle regeneration, growth, and repair. After a workout, satellite cells become activated and contribute to the repair and muscle hypertrophy process or muscle growth process. When these cells aren't stimulated for a long period of time, there are various negative side effects. Number one is you can develop what's called high proteotoxicity. Proteotoxicity is when proteins in cells misfold and can interfere with normal cellular functions. This can lead to various diseases and conditions, often associated with neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Prolonged disuse of these satellite cells can also cause mitochondrial dysfunction. This can cause cell damage and disease, leading to neurological problems, metabolic disorders like diabetes and heart disease, and overall will accelerate aging in your body. This isn't just about avoiding disease and staying healthy as you age. Of course, that's helpful as well, but mitochondrial dysfunction can also impact how you age from the outside. It can accelerate skin aging because of an accumulation of oxidative stress that damages cells. This means more wrinkles, loss of skin elasticity, and a breakdown of collagen. But luckily, stimulating satellite cells with resistance training can reverse these effects. So when you stimulate these satellite cells by taking your lifts close to failure, I'm going to talk about this in more detail here in a second, you can increase DNA damage response, which leads to better cell cleanup. Your proteotoxicity lowers, meaning that you have healthier cells and a lower risk of neurodegenerative disease. Mitochondrial health improves, which may visibly improve sign of aging and help stall the aging process. So when we're talking about anti-aging, yes, aesthetics are a piece of that, but it's really not the whole picture. It's choosing forms of exercise that are improving your health from a cellular level so that you are anti-aging from the inside out. You're feeling strong, healthy, energetic, and you're avoiding disease. So stimulating these satellite cells in your training is important, but what type of training stimulates satellite cells? The research on this is still emerging, but it appears that endurance training So either cardio or super low load, kind of like toning type workouts, may not have as much of an impact as training with higher intensities, i.e. taking your lifts close to failure in less than 30 reps. So to ensure that you're stimulating these powerful satellite cells that have such an effect on the anti-aging process, you want to have a routine where you're strength training close to failure in 30 reps or less, something that we preach in practice in Evlo all the time. Not only are there long-term benefits to training in this way, but there's short-term benefits as well. In addition to the anti-aging effects that stimulating muscle at a high enough threshold will have for your body in the long term, it will also improve your body composition in the short term. And by short term, I mean it still will take months or years or longer to improve your body composition because building muscle takes time. And fat loss is primarily diet, but when you strength train close to failure in less than 30 reps, you will create the stimulus needed to build more lean mass. When you build more lean mass or more muscle, whether or not you're pairing it with a calorie deficit and losing fat, your body composition or the percentage of lean mass to fat mass improves. So your body composition improves as you gain lean mass, whether or not you are losing fat mass. So women in your 30s, strength training and specifically stimulating type 2 muscle fibers is crucial to setting you up for successful aging. You may be saying to yourself, and I've had friends that have said this, I'll just do my toning workouts now and I will worry about building muscle when I hit menopause. But the unfortunate truth is that building muscle gets harder with each year that passes. And as you approach menopause and have these hormonal changes, you can have an accelerated loss of lean mass. This isn't to say that you can't build muscle during that time. You can absolutely build muscle during, before, during, after menopause, and you should, but it may take a little bit longer. But no matter your age, if you apply the reps framework that I'll talk about here in a moment, you will see muscle growth and stimulate these satellite cells that have such a powerful anti-aging effect. But if you're in your 30s and you think about how much muscle can I build now? You will inevitably hit that time in your life where you may see some decline, but you're coming from such a better place. You've spent the last couple of decades really building a robust body that's ready for the stress that happens during menopause. You have built more robust cellular machinery. You have healthier joints. You have a larger bank of muscle. This means you will continue to age better than your peers who didn't spend their 30s focus on muscle, both from the inside out. Outwardly, you'll have less physical signs of aging and a better body composition. And from the inside, your cells will be healthier, your muscles will be stronger, you'll be less likely to fall and break a bone, you will be at reduced risk of neurodegenerative diseases like dementia. So while I'm a big fan of movement and I don't want to discourage you from moving in ways that you love, I do think that we should be intentional about how we are moving and loading our muscles during this very crucial time in our 30s. Only doing Pilates or cardio or boot camp classes may make you feel sweaty and hard and like a good challenge, but they may not cut it as far as having the powerful anti-aging effects, because these workouts may not be loading muscles with enough stimulus to elicit significant improvements in lean mass, activate satellite cells, and thus have these powerful anti-aging effects. Not that you shouldn't ever do cardio. I speak to that in many of my episodes. I think that lacing in cardio is important. I speak to that more in episode number 148, 149, and 150, where I do a little cardio and longevity series. But exclusively focusing on these all-out bootcamp classes or exclusively focusing on quote-unquote toning workouts where you're just kind of doing really low load, high repetition exercise or any of these other kind of popular workouts, they may lack one or more of the tenets in building muscle and activating these satellite cells. I like to describe this using the reps framework. This is something that I've been talking about a lot lately. I'm sorry if I'm a broken record, but I think it's really helpful to hear it again and again with different examples. So the reps framework, each letter stands for a different principle of building muscle, of building lean mass. So the R is repetitions, getting close to failure in 30 reps or less. If all of your sets, you can go far beyond 30 repetitions and you might feel the burn, but you're not approaching muscular failure. You're not approaching that place where you have a decrease in velocity. You likely aren't stimulating the muscle with enough mechanical load to see change. So it doesn't have to be super low load or super high resistance. Anywhere from 5 to 30 reps, as long as you're taking your lifts close to failure, have been shown to increase muscle mass. The E in the reps framework is exercise selection. Many exercises have too much going on. If an exercise is claiming to work your obliques and your arms and your shoulders and your glutes all at once, you might not be stimulating any one muscle group with enough mechanical load or tension to drive a significant hypertrophy or muscle building response. So the translation of that is that combination moves may feel hard, but they likely aren't the most effective choice. And then P is protein, eating 0.75 to 1 gram of protein per day per pound of lean body mass or ideal body mass. And then S is structure. So not overusing muscle groups, working each muscle 1 to 2 times per week on non-consecutive days. So when we're talking about an anti-aging routine, the pull is applying the reps framework and doing workouts that stimulate these type 2 muscle fibers, but without overdoing it and causing excess inflammation on your joints. Because if we're accumulating inflammation in our body, that's not going to be helpful from an anti-aging perspective. Building muscle truly is the anti-aging approach for women of all ages and should be taken very seriously, I think, starting in your 30s, or even better if you start in your 20s. Remember that you aren't going to get bulky. I think that's a big concern from a lot of people. Building significant lean mass comes with months and years of training. A lot of people feel bulky when they start training, but it's maybe because they are not losing fat or they are gaining fat in addition to gaining muscle. So they feel bigger overall. I did a podcast on body recomposition. I don't remember the number. I'll link it in the show notes if you want to listen to that. But body recomposition comes from both diet and training, and you have to be in a slight calorie deficit while building muscle. I talk about the whole thing in the episode below. So if you want some more structure around this, you can also just join us in Evlo. We have nutrition guides. We have a very structured program where we teach new classes every single week, so you never have to do the same class twice. We hear from members all the time who are doing less work, but they're feeling better and seeing better results. This is because we're focused on quality and not quantity. We have a 14-day free trial, so you can always just check it out and cancel if it's not for you. Evelfitness.com if you want to check it out. All right, everyone. Hopefully this was helpful. We will see you all next week. Same time, same place. Bye for now.